with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The FBI says the man who crashed his pickup into a Michigan synagogue was inspired by a U.S. designated terrorist group.
Jennifer Runyon, head of the FBI in Detroit, says that Ayman Ghazali was inspired by Iranian-backed Hezbollah, and that Ghazali made videos before crashing his pickup truck into Temple Israel in West Bloomfield, Michigan earlier this month, with one saying,
"God willing, I will kill as many of them as I possibly can."
Ghazali also called his ex-wife, who then called police in Dearborn to warn he was suicidal after losing family members in a military strike in Lebanon. Ghazali exchanged gunfire with a security guard at the synagogue before fatally shooting himself during the March 12th attack. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has threatened widespread destruction of Iran's energy resources and other vital infrastructure if a deal to end the war is not reached shortly.
Trump has American forces that are moving into the region. That includes U.S. Marines as well as other paratroopers. But it remains unclear whether or not he's going to go ahead and order this operation on Karg Island, or to potentially unblock the Strait of Hormuz, or if this is just another negotiating tactic to try to get Tehran to the table and find a ceasefire to end this war.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. A 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school and then fatally shot himself Monday, according to authorities, who are still investigating what led to the early morning attack. No other injuries were reported at Hill Country College Preparatory High School in Bolverde, a small but growing city near San Antonio. The teacher was taken to a nearby hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the NASDAQ dropped 153, the S&P lower by 25. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of religious radio in the U.S., correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that 25% of all AM and FM stations in the country have a faith focus. 45% of all adults say they listen to religious audio programming, and about three-quarters of those listeners at least occasionally tune into the radio. The report adds that, quote, podcasts and streaming services are also important sources of religious programming, and nearly all of the popular radio shows are also available on these platforms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Multiple states are challenging the federal rules that allow the abortion drug mifepristone to be prescribed via telehealth. Requiring in-person prescriptions instead would at least dent the ability of out-of-state providers to get pills into pro-life states. Louisiana has such a lawsuit in federal court there. The attorneys general of Florida and Texas have one in Texas. This is SRN News. An unknown gunman has killed dozens in South Sudan after a dispute at a gold mine.
A video of dozens of bodies at an open ground has been shared online, and a local journalist said many other victims are believed to have fled into the South Sudan bushes. The gold mining site at Jebel Irak in central Equatorial State has in the past been the site of violent clashes between illegal miners and mining companies. A police spokeswoman says, "All I know is that unknown gunmen attacked Jebel Irak at a gold mine. There are more than 70 dead and many more injured." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue teams are searching for 27 people after a passenger boat sank in rough seas in eastern Indonesia. Officials say the boat Nazila 5 left Taliabu Island after dusk on Sunday, heading to the coastal village of Kima in the same province. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.